Okay, Chris, as a member of the class of 2020, can you describe your senior year? When did things start to change?
When things started to change was around 2 weeks before spring break at my school. And that was when a lot of the students were talking about it. I know my personal friend group, we talked about it a lot at lunch mainly. And then as it progressed on to the next week, 1 week before spring break, that's when teachers started talking about it. That's when staff, that's when most of the students, that's when parents were emailing teachers. And at that point in time, we thought that maybe we'll just get extended spring break. We thought a week, 2 weeks, like what some schools did. And that was mostly about 1 to 2 weeks before this all happened.
And so what did you think going into spring break? Did you think things were going to change?
I thought that we were going to have an extension for certain. I thought maybe another week. I was hopeful for another week. I know a lot of my friends were even friends from different grades. Well, being for another week, maybe two.
So when did you, how did you hear that that school wasn't coming back even after a couple of weeks?
Mostly parents talking to their kids, and you know, they spread that around on group chats and stuff on different apps, different social media. Also listening to the news, because the Oklahoma school board or whatever met with the CDC to announce it. To talk about it, and then that's when they announced that schools are going to be we're going to be switching distance learning.
Yeah. Well, at that time, did you think that you were going to go back to school before the end of the year, or did you think it was going to last as long as it did?
I was hopeful that we were maybe going to be out for 3 weeks, maybe a month at most, and then spend the last couple of days rushing to get everything done. Get senior bios, quotes, all that for those who haven't. Try to get our grades up for those who didn't have them high enough. And then when the Oklahoma School Board met with the CDC, that's when I learned we were coming back.
So what are some of the things that changed for you at that point? Like, what things did you have planned in your school that you now realized you were not going to get to do as a senior?
Definitely a formal prom, a school-funded prom. Senior trip, that's a big one we were all talking about and wondering what we're going to do. And then graduation, and we were very worried about graduation. After we heard prom and senior trip were canceled, we thought we were basically just going to get diplomas in the mail and a thank you card, and that was it.
What about the prom itself? Have you heard any news since then that maybe you're going to get an opportunity to do that?
Yes, the city I live in, Blanchard, Oklahoma, the city itself and at the school has organized a prom on Main Street. I believe it was June 5th, at like 7 p.m. to midnight or whatever. And so that's got a lot of my clients really excited, because now all of us kind of had a formal goodbye, this would feel a bit more impactful emotionally to us,
and
at least to me.
Not to cut you off there, but like the graduation itself, you guys experienced a really unique version of graduation, like one that the local news stations were there. Describe that process for me.
When we first heard about it, we heard about it basically when we picked up our gowns. The school kind of had a drive-through where you put your name on your windshield, you drive up, and most teachers recognized who you were, so they hand you a gown. And then there was instructions for a drive-through graduation. And when we first heard this, my senior class, we were all angry. I was pretty upset about it as well. Since for so many years I attended my older brother's graduation, you know, to observe it, and I seen others. So we all wanted this normal one, and when we heard about this drive-thru one, we weren't way too happy. Yeah.
Well, and then now that you've actually had that graduation, how do you feel now having done that? Describe that process of doing the graduation and how you feel now.
It was the day of the graduation. I was getting ready, and that's when I kind of just thought to myself, we're not going to get anything else. This is kind of it. In the past, we try to postpone it, we try to reschedule, we try to maybe do something else, and it just won't work. And so I just kind of made up my mind that I'm like, okay, I know I'm probably not going to like this, but I'm at least going to do it for my family, for my class, for my town, and, you know, move on, and like at least I have a good story to tell.
Did it feel like when you were doing it that it was something historic? I mean, when did it hit home how big of a deal it was?
It was after the graduation. The news stations were broadcasting. They were just talking about unique graduations, and it was kind of funny because the town I live in, we're almost never on the news unless it's like weather or something. So seeing our I guess tiny little town for some places up on the news for having a very unique graduation, even the other example they gave of another school, theirs wasn't even like ours.
And the graduation itself, how long did that take, and what do you remember about it? Take us through that process of being at the graduation.
So the way how there was a back way to get into the school, that because we have basically one big long parking lot, and it's almost kind of like a C. It kind of wraps around the entire school. So if you're going through the back way, you can just loop around again through the front of the school. So they had all the students enter through the back way, and of course the car has to roll down window, they check to see the graduates, and they'll roll back up and you drive, and you have to get into a line. Well, we have 132 students, and if, say, each student wasn't, you know, double backing or whatever, because I heard some students stayed, there were two, they were in one car because they're siblings and all that, that's roughly about 130, 132 cars. And some people bought limousines, some people bought party buses. And this is we have a pretty decent sized parking lot, but since we're stuck in this line, it was just like, it felt claustrophobic. And of course, I'm sitting there in my gown, I'm wearing nice clothes, got my hair done, I'm just like, we're having to just be almost crammed like a can of sardines. Like, we're stuck.
Yeah.
And finally the graduation starts, I'm sitting there, and I was 30th in line, and I kind of heard something. Turns out, for the past like 15 minutes, our president, our vowed Victorian, our principal were all talking, and I couldn't hear it. And maybe the first 10 could hear it, and I guarantee you anything past me couldn't hear it.
Well, and when you finally got up to the part where it was your turn to go through the front, walk us through that part, like what you saw and what you thought. Drive you through that part instead of walk you through that part.
So the vehicle is, and we drove up, and we... there's kind of like a circle drive kind of near the front of my school. So we stopped there. I got out. And so my vehicle was staying. Like, they're stopped. Someone's put their foot on the brake on their own park, whatever. I get up. I grab my diploma holder. And there's no diploma in it. And I'm one. In back of my head, I'm going, okay, there's no diploma. Maybe I'm going to get it later. I take one set of pictures next to... We have something that says... Blanchard, Oklahoma High School, the main donator, and all that, and we have like a lion statue, because our mascot's a lion. So I take that, and then I walk over, and I stand around 6 feet away from our principal. They have this nice little small stage set up with a nice backing, and you know, I take...
So you guys did like a social distancing in the photograph also.
Yes, because I know that was a big thing, you know, you shake your principal's hand at a graduation. Well, we can't do that, but at least we have a picture with him.
Yeah.
So after that's done, the principal walks us over to another stage, higher rise, has a nice background, flowers, you know, the whole thing. and we take a picture. It's just us, and it kind of looks like almost a formal setting. And so when you get done, you just walk off, you wait, and then your vehicle can finally start moving again to pick you up. And then you complete the circle drive and you go around to the other side. And then you receive your diploma. They have all of them in envelopes. You receive a diploma, then you drive down even further to the other side of the school from where most people are already at. And you tell them where you want to send your final transcript, and then you leave by going the other way through the back of the school.
So that same process happened to all 132 students. So how long did that graduation take? Did it take longer than a normal graduation, or did you hear?
I really don't know how long it was compared to other graduations, but I was maybe 30th in place, and we were there for around 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
So the guy who's way far in the back, I feel very bad for them.
And now that your senior year is over and you're kind of looking back, like what kind of things do you want to tell people who basically will never live through this or have no idea kind of what things were like during this time? What was it like specifically being a senior during this?
It was full of uncertainty. Yeah. We didn't know what was going to get canceled, what was going to get moved, because, I mean, like I said earlier, my class believed there was no prom. Like, city isn't doing one, school definitely isn't doing one, that's it. We don't get a final prom. Well, we all thought that, and now our city's throwing one. So, you know, we were all excited for that one. And then for the graduation, we all made the best of it that we could. I mean, even though we complained at first, we eventually just kind of came to a conclusion that's like, this is it.
Yeah.
You know, we have to do it now, because if not, we're just going to look like a fool to the whole family and, you know, to the town.
Well, and you had mentioned that there were some people who couldn't wait until there was a graduation later.
Yeah. When we were, before the graduation, we were talking about postponing it. I have a friend, he's going into the Army, and we're talking about postponing it to, like, June 30th or July even, where he wouldn't be able to attend because he gets sent to basic June 23rd.
Yeah.
So we have to make the choice. Do we want a drive-thru graduation where most of my class would be in attendance, or are we going to have a formal one where a good chunk of my class isn't going to be there? And that could be for military or personal reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about, specifically things that you remember about the pandemic, just as a young person? Your perspective is really different, because I'm sure you see different things online than older people. Yeah. And a lot of your social stuff is through social media. What kind of things do you remember on social media about the pandemic?
I remember on social media, me and my close group of friends, we talked about we almost made a bet on how long this would last, and we all said, maybe June. And we don't know if that's actually going to happen or not, because in our state, in Oklahoma, we have had, it's gone down, it's gone up, it's gone down, it's gone up. So maybe that can happen, but we're betting it's probably not.
Oklahoma specifically has kind of eased back on their restrictions. So things are kind of going back to normal. What were some of the first things that you noticed that were normalizing?
Mainly the amount of people on the road.
Yeah.
That's, I live next to a highway, so I'm used to hearing cars going up and down in between here and in another city. And even with the pandemic, there were still people going back and forth, you know, the essential workers, some live in Blanchard and they have to go and drive to Chickasha or whatever. So then, when I had to drive to my friend's house, I drove through town, and there was no one. I mean, Blanchard isn't known for having massive traffic, but there was nobody. There's no one parked in front of the subway. There's no one parked, like, at the bank, anything other than employees, and it was just quiet. It was so quiet. But then I would drive back to my house, and I would get home, and there's some people going up and down the highway.
Yeah.
And it kind of was the big difference. The big difference was that my town went silent, yet other places are still quite loud when it comes to traffic.
Yeah, being next to the highway, I'm sure a lot of big trucks and stuff kind of never stopped. But when you went into town, what did you notice about the businesses? Which businesses were open and some of them were closed?
Most food places were open. A couple went up until long, basically said they couldn't. We're having indoor dining. Excuse me. But most other businesses, like a couple of the minor ones, gyms, clothing shops and all that, those places closed. And I see them open occasionally, but ever since the pandemic happened, they were just silent.
What kind of things do you notice as far as like when you do go through town, what things look different? Like I've kind of mentioned in some of my stuff that there are signs everywhere kind of telling you things. And have you noticed things like that in public spaces?
I noticed I took the same route as I always do to my friend's house, and by that I need to pass the park, the local park in my town. And I saw a sign up next to someone's house, and it's the "we can get through this." And I don't know what happened, because when I came back, when I went next week to go see my friend, that sign was gone.
Oh yeah, well did you see like a lot of hopeful signs? Like I know that people talk about people were doing chalk messages in their driveways and stuff like that. Did you see a lot of things like that?
Since I don't live in a neighborhood, I live just outside of town. I don't have a lot of communication with my neighbors. They don't have a lot of communication with us. But the few times that I would have to drive through one of the neighborhoods in this town, I would see occasional chalk things, but it wasn't like a message. It was usually just like some kid, nice day, kid had chalk, there you go. But I had seen the teddy bears in the windows, you know, like the paper ones.
Yeah.
I've seen that in a couple of neighborhoods. I've seen that even in some small houses that are just scattered throughout.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I had talked about in one of my submissions is the teddy bear hunt and the sidewalk chalk art. And it was something that I noticed that kind of occurred at the same time as a lot of people getting out to walk. Have you noticed a lot of people outdoors randomly, kind of like exercise walking and stuff like that?
I've seen a good chunk of people walking, taking a jog or something on the nicer days here, especially around the neighborhood certainly.
It kind of seemed like to me that people were maybe getting claustrophobic kind of in the house, or they were getting cabin fever, or whatever you want to say.
And I understand that. I mean, even I know that. Like, the first week, I didn't even hardly go outside my house for a while, and I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
So now I'm spending a lot more time outside. I would go and just sit outside and just relax, sit in the sun, or sit in the shade, just be on my phone, or just read a book or whatever.
And one last question. If you were going to write this message, or you were going to record this message to your future self, and you wanted something to tell your children or grandchildren or something about this time that you lived in, what's something really unique that you want them to take away from this interview?
That's a pretty hard question. Value your time with not even just people, just with normal things, like going out to eat, going to the movies, maybe if this happened during the school year, maybe going to like a sports event that your school's throwing, and just kind of value time with that, because, you know, I know certainly I did. I took it all for granted. And then when this pandemic happened and a lot of it was taken away, it hurt quite a bit. It hurt knowing that, it hurt having that feeling that, am I going to have an old prom? Am I going to have graduation? What's going to happen? What's going to happen when I am enrolled into college?
So you feel like you appreciate those things a little bit more?
Yeah, I appreciate just, not only because it's my senior year, I appreciate my friends greatly because we've been trying to keep things as normal between us as possible because some of us just want to get out of the house for a little while. Some of us just really enjoy each other's time.
Yeah, that's really a good one because I feel like a lot of people are going to look back and see things like that about their lives, especially younger people. All right, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate you doing this interview for me. This is Clinton Roberts. I'm a graduate student at Arizona State University. This is for HST 580. Thank you.